time, and we sort of like, what does it mean to be grateful, thankful? It's sort of around us all the time. We teach kids to say thank you. We try to remember to say thank you. But I think it's something so much more, that gratitude, being grateful, isn't just something we do. It isn't always a feeling. Because sometimes I say thank you, even if I don't totally feel thankful, but I know it's the right thing to do in the situation, or it will help the situation. But I think when we talk about being followers of Jesus in a studio of love, gratitude becomes something so much more. And I think it is about being a way of life that we choose, a life that is about gratitude, about being grateful, about, as in 1 Thessalonians, you know, give thanks in every circumstance. And boy, can't we all think of circumstances where being thankful would be really hard? And yet, what Jesus gave us in the studio of love is not something simple, not a cozy, nice little way to live, but a challenging way to live. And so we are to give thanks in all circumstances. And I think in our day and age in North America, that is something that is becoming countercultural. I think our society has fallen into, for a whole bunch of reasons that I don't want to go into now, into practices of being critical, of having expectations of what we deserve, what we have a right to. And I think to practice gratitude is countercultural. When I think of all the hate-filled language, death threats against our politicians of every party, like, what is that about? People in leadership, people who do good things, suddenly are getting insults, death threats, threats of sexual assault. So I think that more than ever, our choice to practice gratitude, to live lives of gratitude, whether or not we always feel that gratitude. What do you think?
I really appreciate the image that we're using as a congregation of God's studio of love. I've been sitting with that image for the last few weeks since we've began introducing it, and it's become a really helpful metaphor for me, because it reminds me that the work and the intentions that we're about as a community of faith is about practice. So in a studio, we practice. I think we even experiment. If we're a visual artist, we're trying different colors, we're trying different approaches, we're working with different medium. If we're a musician, we're working with different music, with different expression, with different soundscapes of music. If we are people of faith, then we're working with what it means to be a people who practice gratitude, because that's today, is gratitude. We practice it. So I would go as far to say that gratitude might be the greatest spiritual practice that we have. To be grateful in all things. And to move that into our daily studio of love. To practice, to experiment. So just before church this morning, I was watching a YouTube video by a young man who's 22 years old. He's as old as my oldest son. And he comes from a privileged background. He's the first person to say that out loud. But what he is noticing is, because he's a visual artist, because he works in videography, because he is trying to create content around what it means to be a full and good human being, he is noticing how he's being compared to everybody else. How, well, this videographer does that and he doesn't. or he has a wonderful, sexy name and you don't. Or, you know, and then he goes on saying, well, it's just like we're comparing football players, baseball players, musicians. We're always comparing, which leads to this sort of degradation of what it means to practice gratitude, because as a culture, we become even more prone to and subject to basing our self-worth and who we are as God's people on how we stand up or stack up against those for whom we are in comparison with. It's not a very good practice. So that's partly, I think, what's going on, what Susan is saying. In a culture of comparison, we're missing out on the goodness that we each have inside us as ones created in the image and likeness of God.
And the goodness in the person in front of us.
That's where I'm going next. It's so funny how we think. So by extension...
We didn't practice this at all.
Oh, not at all. It's a huge conversation of trust. So... If we were to be in our studio of love every day and we were to experiment and practice the notion of what it means to act out of gratitude, then by extension, it leads us to the person who crosses our path. Every one of us meet people every day. So gratitude for us, yes. But then it is to practice love and gratitude for the person who shows up in front of us. And that person may need our gratitude more than ever. That person may need to be held in our capacity to be God's light and love more than ever, because we don't know. We don't know the narrative that people carry with them. So when we, as faithful people, enter into the space of another, we have this opportunity to invite them into our presence and to offer simple gratitude and unconditional love for who they are in that moment. And friends, it may not be very nice. It may not be very easy. And the pain might be too much. But we are called to be grateful, to create that room and that space so that the one we are with knows unconditionally that God's love is moving through us, and for that we can offer gratitude.
Yeah, I just think of some situations we've been in, like in a store, and you see a clerk who's sort of grumpy and you know, maybe a bit snarky with people. And, you know, I just remember, you know, once we sort of walked up and we said, wow, you know, thank you so much for what you do. You know, you must have been here a long time or something. And suddenly they say, well, it's been quite a day. You know, I've had, all these people who've been complaining and I can't do anything right. Well, no wonder they end up being grumpy. And just by pausing, there becomes this human reaction, you know, this interconnection, this relationship. And really, that's what Jesus' message was about the relationship we have as human beings, the relationship with each other that is rooted in love and gratitude. So,
thank you.
That's what we're here today. And I'm really thankful that you're good just in the moment in music, because I don't think you know that the next hymn is a three-part hymn.
I do.
Oh, do you? Okay, well, thank you for checking that out. So we're going to sing For All Your Goodness. You can remain seated, but let's see if we can get
and
three
what
parts.
I imagine is we'll sing it all together in unison.